7:40, and I'm joined in the studio by Damien and Coral from Serenade the Stars. Their current release, Astronomy, I've been playing out for the last month, along with Scott Ross, who's also a fan of their music. You were in the studio last time, Damien, back in December 2017, when you had She's the One.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Now, we are joined by the lovely Coral.
Hiya.
Who's been warming up and has got an amazing voice. And you would have heard her, because I play Astronomy on the show more or less every day, because it is a fantastic track. Tell us about Serenade the Stars, who's in the band now, and how you all got together.
Okay, I'll kick this off. So there's me, Matt and Coral, who are like the core members. And then we have...
Woo.
Oh, she's a core member now. She's welcome into the club.
A core role member.
Core member. So we handle all the writing and the main bits of the studio. Then we have... are the guys that come in and play live with us and help out in the studio every now and again as well. So you like Carl on the bass. I don't know who's listening. We've got a guy who Carl knows who's going to be playing guitar for us live in the Nerdamit studio called Connor.
Connor Fliss, really worth looking up on Instagram. Absolute phenomenal guitarist. C. Flissy, very worth looking up.
So he played on, if you remember our single, what was the song called? Land on Our Own Moon.
Yes.
He played on that one. And so he's going to be playing a bit for us. And yeah, as I said, doing the live stuff as well. And the guy is amazing. So do look him up on...
Instagram and YouTube. Yeah. Connor Fliss. F-L-Y-S-S.
Serenade the Stars. Where did that name come from?
Okay, I have an obsession. You may have guessed it by the fact that I sing about... Oh, I don't sing. I write about the stars in a lot of the lyrics. And it's a line from a Feeder song called Satellite News, and I was a huge Feeder fan. I think they're great songwriters. And it just seemed to fit, and choosing a band name is really difficult, you know, to find something cool. And it just seemed to work with the songs I was writing and the way I was feeling at the time. And well, the way I am now, I have this obsession with the stars, and everything I write about is with the stars. I love looking up at the stars. I have like this connection with them. I feel like they're home when I look up at the stars. Mm. It's a really weird thing, but yeah, the name seemed to work, and it kind of works with the lyrics and the theme of the band.
How did you get involved with the band, Coral?
How did I get involved? I think I heard some of the music through, I think I heard She's the One, and I was like, holy wowza. I had to be careful about what I say there. I thought this is amazing. And then I found out that friends of mine were producing it and playing some stuff on it. And I thought, how am I going to get involved? I really want to get involved in this because there's some really cool ideas, some really cool lyrics. So I sort of weaned my way in. I don't really know.
I was supposed to do a show with Coral a while ago. I couldn't do it in the end. We were going to do a cover set. We like came together. And then we added each other on Facebook. And then every time I shared music, she would like be really into it. And I kept saying to her, you need to come in and sing with us. Like, and then we finally got her in for Astronomy. And I kind of let her and Matt loose on like the mics and was like, I hung back. And the chemistry between the two of them was amazing. Coral's energy. Yeah.
It was weird. Me and Matt like... Well, we're not together, but we're like a married couple. When I met him, I was like, no, do that again. He can do better than that. Record that bit again.
That's exactly how it was. And the chemistry together was good. But Coral's energy, and I can't wait to play live with her. We're doing our first live show together in July. It is kind of so amazing. I think she's going to bring a lot more than just vocals to the band. She's going to bring this energy with her and her personality and her writing as well. I've done some writing with her. She seems on exactly the same page as me, you know. She writes about the same stuff and came up with some really good kind of melodies and lyrics and stuff like that, and we seem to work well together. And when we're all writing together, it's going to be kind of amazing, the three of us. So we're lucky to have her on board. And yeah, you'll see it in Astronomy anyway, you know the song.
So hold on tight, you're saving my life, a shooting star lighting up the sky, and fireflies all through the night take me home. My heart is a lesson in astronomy.
Tell us about the Chinese rune moon guitar. I spied that on your on your Facebook page. I was being nosy. What is this?
So I was walking through town like a couple of weeks ago, and I've got this fascination with weird instruments. I don't know why. I kind of like them, and I saw this thing in a window of like a secondhand shop, And it was like the coolest looking thing ever. And I thought, I want to buy that. And it was like £39 or something really cheap. So I went in and asked about it. And it turned out it is called a Chinese Ruan moon guitar. Mm. As soon as they said moon guitar, I was like, right, I'm definitely having it. Ooh. I have no idea how to play this thing.
Yeah.
But it sounds really cool and it looks really cool. So I am going to learn how to play something on it. And you might see it on an album in the future. It's kind of fate. It's called a moon guitar.
Isn't that weird? That happens. It's a synchronistic event, they call them, don't they? You get like a series of things that happen and you're like, oh, that's a bit of a coincidence. So moon guitar.
I think so. Like, yeah, I think the stars are guiding us at the moment and I was guided to that guitar.
Although if it had been about 400 quid, maybe not so much.
Do you know what? I looked it up. These things are so rare. So this is really cool.
Oh my God.
I looked them up on eBay. They're going at like £250, £300. The guys that bought it in said they knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
So it's so cheap. So I think I've got a bit of a bargain. So if I wanted to sell it, I'd make money. But I think I'm going to keep that one.
Ooh.
And learn how to play it. It's really weird. The frets are like so high and it's like the tuning is very strange on it and it sounds very Chinese, but it's kind of like very cool to play.
So any moon guitar teachers out there, please.
I've looked it up. There's none. Not even on YouTube can I find anybody. I struggle to find out how to tune the thing.
We found a niche.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think if I learn, I mean, I probably can't teach it, but I struggle to play the normal guitar.
Yeah, let's not run before we can
No. It has four strings. And for anyone that's kind of musical, the tuning is G, D, G, D. So it's kind of a really weird tuning.
And it only needs two strings.
You do only, that's the point. I could just put it down to two strings. Have you seen that one string guitar player? I can't remember his name.
Oh,
and he sings a song, Chicken in the Corn.
Oh,
something like that. I can't remember his name.
C-Stick Steve?
No, someone else. I'll have to play this on the way home.
All right.
It's very cool. But yeah, I could do something like that, I guess.
Tell us about your music background, Corb.
Okay, cool. So I'm a singing teacher. A vocal coach. I'm also a piano teacher, so I tinkle around a lot. But for a while I've sort of struggled to get into writing anything because I feel like doing it on my own, I haven't had that thing to bounce off. And as a kid growing up and through my teens and stuff, me and my brother, Jim, we would write a lot of stuff together.
Mm.
And it was really cool. He was a guitarist, I was a piano player, and we had this cool thing going, this vibe going, where we'd sort of do it 50-50, whatever. And we've got some funny tracks online, but maybe I'll have a think about whether to share that or not. Give me a few minutes to have a think. And then I sort of struggled to get into anything on my own. And then, it's just bumping into Damien being like, I've got these cool lyrics, and just being like, all I need right now is a melody and a singer. And I'm like, oh my God, hi. This is exactly what I do. And we've just had a really good time just having a couple of drinks, writing some stuff, talking about memories and seeing what flows out. And it's really good fun.
And you've got to mention the producer as well on Astronomy.
We need to, James Burton produced Astronomy. And I was telling you, it's kind of a cool story. So we went in to record it, and originally the plan was to do an acoustic song. So we paid for an acoustic song. And all credit to James, he got kind of into it and then just laid down all these extra layers and guitars and bass and drums and everything else. And it turned out the way it was. So we need to say a bit of a thank you to Burton.
Yeah, his studio is called Hoffen. Hoffen Studios, Hoffen. And you can find that all over the place, Facebook, stuff like that. Any appreciation or whatever is really cool always. So if you're on Facebook at the moment or at work or whatever, then do look it up.
It's an amazing mix as well. I mean, I know I get loads of stuff sent in, but it's just very classy. I always
thank
say
you.
Classy. You've said that about your music before, and it definitely is.
He's an awesome guy.
So when you're writing together, you kind of bounce off each other with ideas, but with your songs that you've done before, you write all the lyrics and you write the melody, and then you get somebody else to sing everything you've done exactly the way that I've written it.
It was like that yeah. It was like that. So I've been writing a lot. I mean, with She's the One, Matt did some, I took it into the studio, I had the chorus, and I did that with Dave Pickup actually, that wrote some of that, and then went into the Matt, and Matt wrote some bits. With Land on Our Own Moon, I often take it in and then someone will change it, but I let Matt run with it. We did one with Coral, so recently we went to her house and I did some writing, and I'd written this song and had the chords in a chorus, and I was saying to her, I've heard this somewhere before, like, I need your help, we need to change it. And yeah, I had nicked someone else's song by accident, so we completely changed it. I just said to Coral, like, write what you want, write these lyrics, and she kind of rewrote the chorus on there with an awesome melody, and it kind of fits to exactly, you know, the way I write and everything else. So there'll be a lot more collaborations with all of us writing together now rather than just me. And it's a really good way to work and, you know, to share the burden of writing. And like I say, Coral is a really good writer, you know, lyrically and with her melodies, and has a great voice. And Matt's the same. So with all three of us writing, it's going to be, I think we can come up with things a lot better than we're doing when all three of us get together. And I think we were talking about going away and maybe getting a log cabin and just sitting there with some wine and
get rid of your phone, you know, throw yeah, your
no
phone
phones
away.
Phones are gone. And we're kind of all on the same wavelength. Like I was saying, I was talking to Coral on the way here about Game of Thrones, and she was talking about Zelda, and I was talking about Final Fantasy, which are all games, and all of us are really into games, and Matt as well is big into like the same things as us, Game of Thrones and Star Wars and Marvel. So all of us have these similar interests, and I think we're all going to gel really well
it's
together.
It's a bit sci-fi, isn't it?
Exactly.
Will we all be dressing up in a log cabin somewhere?
Do you know, I've always the wanted Comic-Con. To dress up as a Star Wars character.
Oh yeah?
So
who would you be?
I've always wanted to be an X-Wing pilot. I'm big. I wanted to be a pilot when I was an astronaut. I started out.
Mm.
So I grew up, I wanted to be an astronaut. Then I wanted to be an X-Wing pilot. You know, but in the end, I had to settle for being a musician. At some point, maybe I'll get there.
What about yourself, Coral?
There's probably people listening like, I wish I could be a musician. And you're just like, settling. Yeah, yeah. Give up the day job.
What would you be dressed as?
Oh, my God. Well, you want me to say Princess Leia, but I don't know if I've got the body for that.
I was going to say she certainly has, and then I'm going to sound really sexy if I say like that. She's a very pretty girl, and you will see pictures of both the pretty Damien and the pretty Coral, because they'll be up. I took some when you were sitting over there. I took some sneaky snaps. I got some nice ones actually, because you're kind of chatting about music and quite intense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did some sneaky snaps.
All right.
Now I'm going to play another one of your tracks, if that's okay, before we do a live one. Is that all right?
Of course.
We're going to play "Land on Your Own Moon."
Yes.
What a tune!
Tell us about this one.
This one, I kind of nicked the riff off my own song, so I used kind of the same chords as She's the One, but I wrote this different riff, and it was someone suggested writing a song called Land on Our Own Moon. It was my ex-girlfriend, and I was still really close, you know, really good friends of her, name's Holly, and I thought, do you know what, I'll work a song around that. And I was writing a book at the same time, something to do with the moon, maybe not going to do the title right now, and it kind of fits with the book and the way I was feeling at the time. And this one is about kind of wanting to get away to a different, metaphorically, to another planet with somebody that you love very much.
Aww. I'm going to say as well, do listen out for that solo in the middle. It's the most feel-good thing.
And who's it by, Coral?
Connor Fliss. Potentially Fleece. I don't think we've ever had the conversation about how to pronounce his second name.
Oh dear. Is that, well, you know what? You can always tell me and I'll cut that bit out and just leave it with the correct pronunciation.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. This is Serenade the Stars with Land on Your Own Moon.
Eyes up, and to the stars we'll fly. Away from here, we'll disappear from sight. Let's leave this town and follow the sky into the horizon. Your hand.